What, you know, I've read in various places some of your stories about the session at which I Left My Heart in San Francisco was recorded, and it was interesting. What do you remember about that session? Because it's a historic occasion, after all.
I remember it very clearly. Mitch was excited. In those days, he recorded four tunes in 3 hours. So Mitch came in, he said, we're gonna start with San Francisco. That's the song. That's the song. Okay. So Tony comes in, gets started. Mitch says, we'll start with San Francisco. No, I don't want to do it. Mitch looked like he got kicked where he shouldn't have been. So, okay. So we did whatever the first tune was then, became whatever number, it became number one. We did that. And it said, okay, now we'll do Frisco. No, we're not going to do Frisco. Now Mitch is really chewing on his cigar. So he looked at me, he said, that son of a bitch. I said, well, maybe best wait. So we did the third tune. Now Tony says, well, that's it. Let's call it a night. That's enough. And Mitch, with that, got up. He said, oh, he called him quite a number of names. He said, Frank, you take over. You produce San Francisco. I looked at him. I said, are you serious? He said, yes. I said, okay. So I went down and told Tony that Mitch has left, had a previous engagement. All right. So I said, listen, why don't we do Frisco? Just us. All right, if you want, let's try. So we did a take. He said, that's it. And I said, I really don't think so, Tony. You know I'm on your side, and I wouldn't let you put this kind of a take out. Oh, all right, if you think I can do better. So we did it a second time. Again, he said, that's it. I said, I think you have one more in you. We did it, and that was it. Right straight through, nothing was done to it again. And he didn't like the song, right? You heard that, didn't you? Now it's his favorite song, see? So who knows when there's a hit in the wings, so.
No, it was his idea.
Yeah.
let's hear that. Can we hear that, Rick?
Oh, are you going to play it? Oh, yeah.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home.
This was about 2 a.m. New York time.
30th Street.
We started at 11.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
And these guys are there. They're there. This isn't played. This isn't dubbed in later. They're
no,
there.
It's all live. Every day.
It calls to me to be where little cable cars.
And in those days, they worked on diction. Today, you can't understand a word.
But now, every word is precise.
I don't care. care. My love waits there. In San Francisco, above the blue and with the sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco.
He never recorded that song again until, what, 2 years ago or so. He made an album of duets. Bennett did a big hit in his 80th year, duets with Bono and Katie Lang and stuff, and he recorded a duet with Bill Charlotte, the piano player, and re-recorded San Francisco. I would assisted on an interview for Jazz Times that Bill Charlotte did with Tony Bennett. Charlotte was sort of a technophobe, and Jazz Times was afraid that he'd blow the recording, also that he'd freeze up in the interview, so they wanted somebody else there. So I essentially just sat there and recorded it. But he said in that interview he thinks he's now sang that song 10,000 times. Mm. He sang it, of course, at the Best Buy Christmas party, and it was probably one of the few audiences that he ever performed for that was so unhip, these lovely Best Buy multi-millionaire executives, that he broke into the verse and there was no applause. You could tell he was kind of, because when he starts San Francisco, the audience is supposed to applaud. You know, the Best Buy guys just sort of sat there.
Just looking at him.
He sang the song anyway.